Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This has become one of those big stories that law enforcement, the state, have been warning people about.
What happened?
Someone can steal this right out from under you.
How?
It's the most expensive thing you will ever buy.
Yeah.
And if this is were to happen, it's a nightmare. But here's the thing. I hope I'm not alone when I say I still really don't understand how this is possible. Because if I'm living here and I have all the paperwork.
I bought it.
And I wasn't anywhere near the person who now says it's theirs. How does this happen? And how do I prevent it?
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. A 39-year-old man from Livingston County has been arrested after they say he stole one of the most valuable things you can steal from a person.
What's that?
Their soul. No. Property.
Oh.
Police say this man wrongfully transferred ownership of a home to himself in September. He is facing felony grand larceny charges. And this would be like the grandest of larceny.
Yeah.
He has a court date coming up. Now, Tommy, you hear law enforcement, realtors, government officials warning people someone can steal your house. And we have covered a couple of stories in the past where people have had their homes stolen by this scam. All of a sudden, this place that you own has been snatched right out from under you.
But if you've ever sold a house or bought a house, like the amount of paperwork.
The amount of steps you have to take.
And you, the people you got to talk to inside. You got to go to a lawyer. You got to go to this guy over
the
here.
Bank,
back
yeah.
over there. It takes forever. I would like to meet this guy to cut down on the process. Right? Well, I could just do it from the comfort of my home. How does he do it? And everybody checks off on
Okay, bro, I'm with you. Like, I'm going to be honest with you right now, and I hope I am not the only person. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
How this works. Because these cases, it's not like someone is changing the locks in your house and squatting there while you're gone.
Right. They have legal papers that say, I own this house.
Well, illegal, but they look legal.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like, it's such a good scam that in some cases, there has to be, like, cases done to transfer the ownership of the property back to the person who initially had it.
So you could be, and you don't know this has happened to you, obviously.
No, yeah, this could happen and you'd have no idea.
Yeah.
If you're dealing in cash, though, does that cut out some of those people you're talking about that have to sign off on stuff?
Well, there's still a deed.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
If you have
I'm
a deed
asking.
To a house, you have to transfer that
right.
deed. Unless
but
you
if
own
you
your
have
house.
The fake paperwork, I don't know. Go ahead.
What I mean, I don't know. Maybe so.
Is it that easy to steal my house out from under me?
Apparently.
Because there was a story we talked about a few months ago. Someone forged documents to make it look like they owned some land that was, I think, out near Canandaigua.
Right.
And they sold that land without the knowledge of the actual landowner.
Who even didn't though, live here either.
Yeah, they were from out of state. But,
But they pulled it off.
They pulled this off. The New York State, the police, everyone knew this was a crime and a scam. Mm. As far as the bank was concerned, the landowner who actually owned the land wasn't the owner of the land anymore. And that person now had to go to court to get the ownership of their property
to prove
back.
That he still owns it. And that costs him money.
Yes, and I don't get how that makes sense.
It doesn't.
Can somebody explain it to us? 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
All right, can somebody explain it to us that will understand?
That we'll understand?
That we will understand.
You won't.
Oh yeah, Mr. Finance over here.
The problem is you won't listen because they'll say like they'll get two sentences in and be like boring.
Why you gotta steal my bit, man?
No, but I'm convinced that nobody understands how this scam works.
Well, somebody's got to know. That dude sure as hell knows how to do it.
But you would think like, okay, let's say like with the case we talked about before, where this person faked a deed for the land and sold it to somebody else. That was the one with the land out in Canandaigua.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I still own the land, I would think, well, that's your problem because it's my land and you had fake paperwork.
My land. Yeah. Proper tax.
I would think, like, I shouldn't be involved in this because it should be my land. Like,
yeah,
I don't know why there's a debate if that paperwork is fake.
No, to her point, yeah. I had nothing to do with this interaction.
Yeah, yeah. Guys figured out.
Yeah, I'm going to keep having
I'm
my
keep
land.
This and you guys go figure out the scam.
Like, why am I now involved?
Yeah.
I had no part of this. You all screwed up.
But it sounds like you're on the hook.
But how?
Because you got to go back and prove it's your own property.
But why? Why? Right. Kimmy's right. I had no part in this.
I have the real paperwork.
You're the one that y'all screwed up. I was just here.
So it sounds
doing
like
me.
So it sounds like you could do this with anything you own, where you have a title to it or own, like a car or anything. Like if you could pull it off with this, you could do it with anything.
Yeah, but the car moves. You know what I mean? It'd be kind of hard.
I mean, the land, the property, the home, whatever, that's the biggest thing anybody could steal from you.
Yeah, let's say if you could do that, you could steal somebody's boat, RV.
But again, you would have to get possession of the boat or the RV. I mean, we see people steal that stuff and then create this paperwork to resell it. Like, that does happen.
Yeah, so you could just,
252 WCMF. Another person in our area has had their home stolen from them. A 39-year-old man in Livingston County was arrested after police say he wrongfully transferred ownership of a home to himself in September. He is facing felony grand larceny, the grandest of larceny. Mm. And again, this has happened a couple of times. People are warning about experts all the time. You know, watch out. This could happen. It's a scam. But I don't understand how the scam works. I don't understand how I can protect myself because, like, what do you do to keep this from happening?
Yeah.
What can I do?
And I don't get how the person that thinks that they now own my house has any, like, rights to my house over me.
Say that one more time.
Well, so they're not looking to move in. It sounds like they're looking to sell it out from underneath you, make a quick buck, and move on.
Yes, yeah, like disappear.
Right.
Right, but the people that think, let's say there are people that think that they bought land.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's great that you think that. I'm sorry you got scammed, but this is still my house.
I don't get
how they would have any right to make an argument that this is now mine.
I see Kimmy with a shotgun here.
Off
of my property. Yes.
No, but like, look, I'm very anti-shotgun on your property. But like, in this case, like, that kind of makes sense. Like, this has always been my property.
Yes. I would say this. If I met the guy that did this to me, more than seeing him locked up, which you do want, I want to know how he did it.
Yeah.
Like, instead of locking him up, he needs to teach, like, enforcement how he's doing this.
Okay, well.
You do.
Maybe it's not as complicated as we think.
Let's find out, because right now nobody seems to have a clue.
Well, that's just it. Like, we're not getting any messages. We get messages and calls on everything. Yeah, we have not had one phone call, not one message, somebody explaining how this works.
Is this a scam that people, I mean, are people meeting face-to-face, I guess, to get this scam done? Or is this all just an online interaction?
When you say, like, oh, I have the, this is my house, but it's not your house, I'm going to sell you the house.
Like,
I don't know.
Is this all buying stuff sight unseen?
Well, in this case, this guy transferred the house back to himself. So maybe he was going to try and sell it. I mean, we have seen other scams, Kimmy, where, you know, people don't even have the deed to, like, an apartment, but they sell it, rent it online. Right. And then, like, somebody goes to move in with a fake key and the people are there and they're like, oh, actually, I live in this apartment. All right. Nissa writes us on Instagram.
Who?
She says, Nissa.
Yeah. She
writes us every once in a while.
Very nice of her.
Duffy at WCMF.
She don't know nothing.
Easiest way to get us. She doesn't. That's what she's explaining. My friend was just explaining this to me the other night. I couldn't understand most of it. But what I remember is it's fairly easy to claim some sort of inheritance on a land that's like enough to make it and sell it and such.
I inherited this land from my grandpa.
This land is my land. It is not your land. RJ writes us. I'm going to read it in the way that I think he wrote it.
All right.
This is the People's Republic of New York. Does anything in this state make logical sense? This happens in every state of the country. This is like nationwide.
I hear it's only New York State.
No, it's a nationwide problem. It's not like state all realty coming, laws in New York
coming
State.
Out of Albany.
None of this makes sense. What are we doing? I have made a promise.
All right.
Because, again, he has the greatest name we've ever seen. Anytime he writes us, I will read what he says.
All right.
Hudson Luft writes us. Tell Tommy to dumb it down. They just use the paperwork and then pull a formal Uno reverse card. It is a court-ordered Uno reverse, all right, apparently. All right, we got folks on hold. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, I'm seeing a lot of mites, how this might happen.
Okay.
Which is making me nervous about taking these phone calls.
So we're in mite court.
All right, let's talk to Troy. All right, Troy, explain it to us, buddy.
Oh, I have no idea.
Why are you calling the show,
calling,
Troy?
Man.
I wanted to muddy the waters a little more and throw some maybes out there.
Okay.
Because I get these calls. I'm sure you guys do, too. They're like cold calls that want to buy your house, and they ask you a bunch of questions about how old this is, how old that is, like what it needs. And do you think they're, like, fishing for information to do something like this?
Oh, that's a good question. And if that's the case, I feel I made a mistake then.
What do you mean?
All right. So, like, this one guy kept calling me. Same exactly what Troy's describing. We want to buy your house. And I would just hang up. I would hang up. And they would call me twice a week. So finally, the guy called me. We would like to buy your house. And I go, oh, really? I go, what's your offer? And he names a number. And I go, because I want $10 million. And he pauses. And he's like, well, you know, the market price for your house is. And I go, all right. You're at where? And he tells me the price. I go, okay. I'm at $10 million. And I kept him on the phone for like 5 minutes before he finally just got frustrated and hung up.
He's coming for you.
But so now they probably own my house.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You did it.
Troy, thanks for nothing at all. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Troy. Again, it says theory. You don't have to call the show. We're looking for people who know how this works.
Yes.
Not imagining how this
works.
All right, Nick's going to throw a theory at us.
All right.
He's on CMF. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
What do you got, Nick?
So basically, you can file a quit claim deed with your county, and that doesn't require much paperwork at all. You can quit claim, transfer a property from one person to another for a dollar, $10, what have you. And I'm pretty sure all it needs to do is be stamped by a notary, but if you have somebody that will just stamp any document, it's good and legal, and you can submit it with your county clerk and have that property transfer.
Well, we need to stop all that.
Troy. Stopped listening immediately. No, this is Nick, stupid. Troy was before.
Oh, I like Troy better.
Okay. Why? Troy gave us no information. Nick's actually giving us
I don't even know what it is, dude.
But that's just your theory. You don't know that's for
quick
sure.
Quick claim deed swap? Yeah,
so that is sounds something kinky. That gets happened if, say, you need to transfer a property from one person to another quickly, say for a dollar. I'm not sure if the mortgage company is even aware if that transfer takes place, or say if they have money owed on the property. But
he's
that's
trying
just
to
a,
help
a
us.
Quick
boring.
Yeah.
Nick, thanks for the call.
You tried. So much. It was a good try, Nick.
Thanks, Troy.
Thank you.
All right, James writes us. And he's got it on good authority here. He might have it figured out. James starts this message.
This is why everybody's broke, man.
What are you talking about?
Nobody knows how anything goes.
No, you idiot. He's trying to explain to it. You're going, bada, bada, bada.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That guy was making no sense.
What he said made sense. Yeah. That there's a flaw in the system.
Yeah.
Well, that we know.
No, a flaw in the system. People bitch. Oh, my God. If I own a property that I want to give to my kid.
Yeah.
And they didn't have
transfer
this.
Among family members.
Yes. They didn't
or somebody
have,
died.
Exactly.
And you have to transfer it quickly.
It would be a very complicated, expensive process. This would allow that to happen quickly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it sounds like people, if Nick's theory is right, is taking advantage of that to rip people off.
Oh, my God.
You didn't listen to me.
They're
either.
Killing people? Yep.
James writes us on Instagram. Again, another man in our area has been arrested for stealing a house. He transferred the property illegally, the ownership of the home back to himself in September. He is facing grand larceny. We're trying to figure this out. Nobody is figuring it out. James has it on good authority. He starts, so my sister told me that those people that call you can steal your voice and use it as AI.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with the house.
What are they going to do with that?
Well, they're going to call all your ex-girlfriends and say, I still love you.
Yeah. Well, they're all dead.
Yeah, they died from shame. All right. Alan writes on Twitter, it's just basic identity theft with the deed. Once they have the deed, they can remortgage it,
then
take
you
out
get the
equity.
Women. That doesn't make any sense either.
Wait a minute. So if they can use the house to get equity, and for those who may not own a house, it's like borrowing against your house, right?
Right.
Does that mean I could be in my house? Be unaware that somebody has
a second mortgage,
and they're just taking all the money out.
And they're
of
out drinking like I was, but I was committing that crime on myself.
Yeah,
I was stealing my own money and getting drunk.
The criminal is in the house.
Whole city's drunk.
All right, we figured out nothing.
Nope. Yeah.
How?
Sorry, everybody.
Look, we have a decent amount of people that listen to the show.
I don't know. Yeah. You can check if it's happening.
Thank you. Jimmy, how does nobody know any of this stuff?
I don't know. Money's very difficult to figure out.
This is not money.
Well, it is money.
I mean, no, it's your house. It's the property that you live in.
But it's money. It's deeds.
Deeds is not money.
Deeds is money, baby.
We have the dumbest
money
show.
Is deeds, and deeds is money.
We are finishing this break that we learned nothing with the sentence, deeds is not money.
Money is deeds.
Put that on a t-shirt, sell it in the rock shop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This culture borders on cult status.
Yeah.
If someone does this physical activity, they're going to tell you about it. They're going to have clothes they're wearing that will tip you off immediately.
Yeah.
They will have stickers on their car that are a dead giveaway.
Stickers.
But most insane.
What's that?
There are sacred days the rest of us will use to relax.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
To have fun.
And they to recharge.
To be complete slobs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they use these days to show off what they can do.
For get fitness. After it.
So many of these people exist now, in fact, that just one of these on Thursday, a week from today, is not enough.
No.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We are officially a week away from Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are thinking about stuffing our faces and watching football and dealing with family.
Yeah.
But there are a group of Rochesterians that are gearing up for a little friendly competition.
Oh, what are they going to do?
10NBC did a story last night about all of the turkey trots Thanksgiving morning. And you're familiar with turkey trots,
yes,
right?
I dated a woman that did one of these in costume.
Ooh.
They usually do. Yeah. I think there's some type of turkey theme happening with your outfit.
So for those who may not know what a turkey trot is, it's a fun run or a race anywhere from 1 to 5 miles, depending on who is putting it on, where it is.
Mm.
And they bring out a crowd of runners.
A lot of families do this every year with matching shirts.
Yep.
It's a holiday tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Kimmy, when you saw the story, the first thing that jumped out at you was...
I didn't know there were multiple suburbs that hosted their own turkey trot. Like, I thought there was one central turkey trot, and that was it.
So, in Monroe County, on Thursday, you will have three turkey trots to choose from.
Oh, my God.
You've got the most well-known. That's the Webster Turkey Trot. They have a 2.5-mile or 4.4-mile race that starts at 10 a.m. You got the Victor Turkey Trot.
And they all have their own turkey names.
The last one's the best one.
Yeah.
The Victor one is a 5K that starts at 9:15.
Right.
And for you Westsiders, there's the Gates Gobble Wobble.
Oh, wow. The Gobble Wobble.
The Gobble Wobble.
Who's their mascot?
Probably a turkey.
Yeah. Probably so. That would make sense.
Gobbling.
Yeah. But it wobbles and gobbles a lot.
Yeah. It's a,
yeah. That's something else.
The Gobble Wobble
is
a 5K that starts at 8:30 at the Gates Town Hall. So if you're looking to get your race on Thanksgiving
you
morning,
to go far.
Wobble your ass off.
There you go.
And say hi to Pat's mom.
What's wrong with these people?
I don't know. I don't know how people do it. I don't know why they look forward to
they're
it, too.
They're you.
It's not even like a
no day off.
A tradition you feel obligated to do. Like this
trot
is
ready
something.
Trot ready to get ready.
And again, it's a family
no
thing.
Don't trot off.
It's usually not an individual event. You're usually going with a couple people.
But it is a reason to get out of the house when everything's chaotic.
Yeah.
And just freeze your ass off and run in shorts, maybe. I don't know.
Running is hell, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody you run says about like runner's high or clears. You're lying. Running is awful.
Lies.
It's the worst. It sucks. Yeah, look, if you try to stay in
shape. But some people are addicted to it.
Dude, they say they
freezing.
Are. It sucks. Nothing is good. I'll do it. I hate it.
Yeah.
Every second I am running, I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't look forward to it, put it that way.
Yeah.
And this doesn't make it any more fun for me either.
Thank you. And here's the thing. You know, you bring up the whole get out of the house where it's chaos, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that might be a nice reason just to split.
Okay. My wife, when she is cooking Thanksgiving dinner, it's an all-hands-on-deck situation in my
true.
House. If I told my wife, hey, honey, I'm going to duck out for 4 hours to go run a race in Webster, to go gobble-wobble in Gates, she'd be out of her mind.
Yeah.
Probably. How do you get out of the house to do this?
Unless the whole family goes.
The people I know that do it, it's a family event. They
maybe
go
you throw the bird in the
family.
Oven
yeah.
and just go. Then your house burns.
I was going to say. And but here's the thing. Right. Thanksgiving is not the only holiday where these runs happen.
So are they doing Christmas ones, though?
So I don't know about Christmas. But it seems
I know that in like other places, they do like a Santa run.
Well, I know they as, like, they costumes. Do the one for St. Patty's Day.
That,
the run under the green.
Yeah. That no, yeah, that's the one that's always blown my mind.
Let's get drunk and run.
Yes, you're gonna
in traffic.
You're going to run 5 miles, get sweaty,
yeah.
then go drink at 9 yeah. o'clock in the morning. You're insane. What is wrong
another
with you?
Another cold
people?
One, too.
All right, I'm going to ask a question.
Go ahead.
And I'm sincere, and the phone number is 252-WCMF. Are all runners in a cult?
Yeah, but some of these people aren't even runners. Don't you know people that do the turkey trot that this is just something they do once a year?
And they kind of just walk it.
Yeah, some people walk it.
Okay.
They're just getting out and doing it.
All right, we'll take them out of it.
Right.
Okay.
I'm talking
but isn't every exercise group a cult,
no,
really?
No, not every exercise group is
no,
a cult.
No, I'm not saying it, but most of them are. Like, people that do a certain type of exercise, I think, are in a cult.
Every single
or type. Cult style, because that you know they think, like, they'll tell you, like, this is the best way to exercise.
Yeah.
This is the only way to do it.
Well, like, the runners I know, the people that enjoy running, like, they were also, like, the kids that never ran out of energy.
Oh, it's a good call.
So it's people that I can't understand because it's just people that were always good at running. Like, it's like they don't struggle with it, so that's why they enjoy doing it.
I'll give you another cult.
Okay.
The guys that ride those 10-speed Tour de France bikes around here where they go in groups.
Okay.
They got the outfits like they're professionals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those guys look like they're the same. Like, they go every weekend. And some of those guys go for, like, 20 to 30 miles.
No, I'll get behind that. I would also agree that the bike culture is a
that's
cult.
Definitely a cult.
I would agree. But like,
they do that one, they come down the canal like 500 strong.
But here's the difference between the bicyclists and the runners.
What is that?
Right? You can be an undercover bicyclist and nobody knows. Like,
yeah.
You caught Mike Catalana with his balls and a pair of tight shorts.
Yeah, and then I saw him on his bicycle.
But you would never guess in a million years that Mike Catalana is a cyclist.
No.
Runners always look like runners. Their shoes have 2-foot soles on the bottoms at all times.
Right.
They have a sticker on their car that tells you how long they've run, the longest, right? They want to tell you about how many toenails they've lost. I've had that conversation with multiple people.
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
Right? Like, and they,
I mean,
like,
unless you're being tortured by a drug czar, I don't want to know about your feet.
And here's the thing. When you runners find each other and have that to talk about,
yeah.
That's great. Go on and on. Have fun. When you are the one who gets stuck across from that person and you have no interest in running, it's a nightmare.
All right.
It's an effing nightmare. It's the only time I want to run.
But can't you put, like, to a lesser extent, guys that fish, guys that hunt, guys that do a lot of outdoor activities, they're all kind of that guy, you know, where they're really into
all
it.
Right, but I have friends that hunt and fish. They don't want to sit and talk to me about hunting and fishing. Runners always want to talk about running. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember that Tough Mudder thing, which I kind of put in that
God,
class.
Crowley was the worst.
Yeah.
Our old boss did the Tough Mudder. What about the Tough Mudder? Here's my headband.
Yeah, that was
shut
a
up.
Whole different thing, the Tough Mudder.
But he had all his headbands and everything for everyone he ran.
Such a dick. 252-WCMF.
Yeah, I miss him.
We're talking about 3 turkey trots you could choose from a week from today. Go running on Thanksgiving morning. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, folks. Yeah, I'm part of that cult, I guess, since 1965. Runners are just a unique group of people because we get that endorphin rush. And, you know, we do something that most other people don't like doing, obviously, like most of you guys in the break room. But again, it's an athletic event that doesn't cost a lot of money, and there's lots of them all over the community, even on Thanksgiving Day.
See, here's how I know Jay sucks. Because he enunciates, it's really good. Talks like this. Here's how cool I am. Look at all my energy. I'm going to go for a run right now. Shut up, Jay.
But did you say you've been doing this since 1965?
Yes, sir. Paid my way through high school, college, and graduate school in terms of I was reasonably good enough.
This guy's in his 70s.
But, yeah, exactly. I'm an old fart. But the thing is, it's something you keep doing. You only have to buy a good pair of shoes and a couple of...
But you're going to be that guy. You're going to be that guy. Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? No, what happened? Oh, man. He dropped dead.
I
mean, the guy that runs marathons? Yeah, we got to get that insurance.
Yeah, but I'm from Jersey. We're used to getting abused and picked on by other people like you guys at the break room.
All right, well, Jay, hey, man, good luck.
It was nice talking to you, Jay.
What turkey trot are you running?
I'm now a walker on a daily basis.
Okay, all right. He's slowing it
He's
down.
He's a walker.
Yeah. He's down
exactly.
in his
slowing it down. More realistic.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah. So,
Jay's going to die.
So, like, my sister-in-law, for example, she was a cross-country runner.
Okay.
And, like, her casual run is something I would have to train for.
Yeah. So,
like,
she just, still does
She'll just, like, casually go out for a seven-mile run, you know, and be back. Like, that's just, like, a minor thing for her. Whereas, like, if you told me I had to run 7 miles.
She's got
to
be super fit.
I would die.
So, last summer, you know, my daughter plays hockey.
Yeah.
One of the coaches on the team, the Story family, they're a family of runners, right? Yeah. Their daughters, all their kids run cross country, mom and dad run. So they were going to take care, like, every Saturday, we're going to do some running to get ready for the season. And they invited the parents to come.
Oh, for the girls?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they invited the parents to come. We would run through parks in Monroe County. I'm like, okay, this seems like a good way to, like, hang out with my kid, right? What is wrong? Like, it was a nightmare.
Like, it just comes so naturally.
But here's what sucked. Is I'm out there with my kid and her teammates. So I want to stop.
You don't want to look.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to look like the weakling.
I was in agony. Yeah. I was in agony.
And they're not even breathing hard. Like, they could still have a conversation
with
you.
That's what's happening.
Yes.
Like the dude is like, oh, you having fun?
I'm trying not to sound like I'm dying.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
So I was thoroughly convinced that anyone who did this was just doing it, you know, to say, how, you know, look at me, how great I am. I'm out exercising. I'm keeping fit. But then the last caller and something I looked up says that these runs are over 50 years old. So I don't know, you know, sans the past 15 years, why people are doing this. You know, people going out, I'm being healthy, I'm running. And you come home, eat so much food and drink so much beer and get high and smoke so many cigarettes that you're going to die early. You know, pick one. What the hell are you doing? Shut up, stay home, eat your food, relax. You're going to die anyway. This is a crap.
This is coming from weightlifting man. Man.
Oh, he's a weightlifter?
Oh, yeah, Jeremy, big lifter these days. He's huge. He's swole.
He's swole.
They call him Swole Jeremy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself over there, Pat.
Jeremy, have a happy Thanksgiving, buddy. I'm sure we'll talk to you before then. There goes non-running Jeremy. And, like, I am afraid.
What's that?
My wife is in her new hobby era.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just flailing and grasping at anything.
Like, looking for new things?
Yeah.
Looking
for
something she'd enjoy.
Yes. And she's at work, so we can have this conversation.
I'm sure it'll never get back to her.
My biggest fear, Jeremy, is that she wants to become 5K couple.
5K couple.
Oh, could be coming.
Because I don't think she's got a marathon in her, but she's got 3.2 miles.
Yeah.
That's 3.2.
Yeah. And there's a lot of 5Ks out there.
Like, every
a lot of 5Ks.
Every Saturday in the summer, there was a 5K going on somewhere.
And you get matching T-shirts and outfits.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
And then you get the kids involved.
I'm not doing
that. Team Duffy.
No.
Team Duffy.
To Jeremy's point, just stay home, man.
You're doing too much.
Yeah, you can go. If you
enjoy the holiday.
And if you want to run, just go for a run by yourself through the neighborhood. Nobody's going to stay. It's okay.
Yeah, but then I can't brag to everybody.
Oh, shut up.
I want to be seen, man.
You want to be seen?
I've been a be seen.
I see, be seen. Some folks out in Webster found a not-so-pleasant surprise when they went to go pick up or try to send some packages.
So what happened?
The UPS store on Empire Boulevard in Penfield.
Oh, yeah.
Has been closed.
Oh.
And it was closed without notice.
Like, it just like, hey, we're not here anymore?
Yep.
With packages locked inside the building.
They're in jail?
Like, packages that people thought had been delivered there, or they just took in there to get delivered.
Yes.
So, I mean, does the UPS own that store? Does somebody own that store and then UPS just does stuff out of it?
Okay, so I am going to read you what Berkeley Breen discovered.
Right.
And, you know, he's always on top.
Yeah, like the landlord says, well, you didn't pay your rent. Get out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, he went over that way, Berkeley,
yeah,
to try and get a sandwich, and then he noticed the store was closed, so he started doing an investigation. Berkeley says he tried to contact the store owner via text, email, and phone, got no reply.
Okay.
All right? But they looked into court records. Two lawsuits were filed against this UPS store last year, one in June by Xerox for non-payment on equipment like the printer in the lobby.
All right.
And then that was for $43,000. There was another $39,000 that was for a loan that went unpaid from a last resort loan company. So it sounds like these are independently owned stores.
Okay, so and they're, yeah.
All right.
You got it.
A little overextended.
Okay, but the way that this was discovered is like the funniest, not funny thing ever. You know, they do these stories based on listeners reaching out to them when they have problems. And it's the most this kind of story name you've ever heard. A man named Ron Nagley.
Old Ronnie.
Reached out to 10NBC because he went to go pick up some packages and found the locks had been changed when he arrived. Couldn't get in. One of those packages he needed was a medical back brace.
Oh.
And he couldn't get the back brace.
Yeah, so he had to crawl back to his car. No.
Ow, 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 ow. So for a while here, there was no way for people to go in and get these packages.
Yeah, can't the landlord at least open up the door so you at least get your stuff? But then you got to prove it's you.
Yeah, well, it's
who's
going to
do that?
I don't know how any of this works.
Yeah, that sucks.
So the website says the store has been permanently closed.
Yeah.
And here's what sucks even harder. We're coming into package season.
Right, yeah.
Right? Like people are going to be selling, picking up, all these kinds of things. If you use UPS, this store, the closest UPS store is 20 minutes away, Park Ave, or Dewey Avenue, or 12 Corners in Brighton. They're all about 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
So if you were someone that was frequenting this UPS store to send packages, you got now a 20-minute drive to go do it.
Yeah. I'm guessing you're going to bail on them.
But by the way, how do you...
Well, still, I still don't get my back brace.
So it says here in the story that corporate UPS confirmed that those packages will now automatically go to the UPS store in the 12 Corners in Brighton.
Wait, so they're just going to ship them over to that store, so I got to drive over there and get
it stuff. Says that the new packages addressed to that store will go to 12 Corners. Oh. I don't know what's going to happen with the ones that are already there.
Yeah, my stuff that I can see through the window.
But I'm sure they have to get them at
some
point.
They got to have some kind of, like, procedure.
Obligation, yeah.
Procedure obligation.
Yeah.
A presobligation.
Are they going bad? Or are they cutting back?
I mean, it could just be.
It is weird, because you would think that stores like that would be thriving.
This is their busy season where they're adding people.
Yeah. Unless, like, I mean, I don't know.
Unless this guy was as bad.
Kimmy, can you Google if UPS has been struggling? Because, I mean, there is a lot of competition now between.
There is, but usually, I mean.
But I get, between like Amazon and stuff, I get packages delivered by UPS, even though they're from Amazon.
Okay. I mean, this could be the story of just an independent owner that.
Just went bad for the guy.
Yeah, screwed the pooch.
Well, I mean, it could have just been, too. He just got in over his head.
That's what it sounds like. He's $80,000 in debt, according to lawsuits.
Yeah.
And those are the ones we know about, right? All right, so if you use this UPS store on Empire Boulevard in Penfield, you don't anymore.
Yes, you don't.
And if you got a back brace inside, good luck getting it.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.